Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. On early Monday morning, County Dispatch received a call from a lost motorist in the Paradise Ridge area of Shelter Cove. A CHP officer was dispatched to the area to assist the out-of-area motorist and used sirens and emergency lights during a search of over 2 hours to locate the individual. By 4 a.m., the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team was dispatched to the scene and found the motorists at about 11 o'clock in the morning. They had driven their vehicle around a gate and gotten stuck in the roadway. Both men were in good health. The Board of Supervisors meets today, and one of the agenda items to be discussed will be changes to the rules about how the board conducts its business. One change the board will discuss will be how a meeting is canceled, and county staff have recommended that the board chair have the power to cancel a meeting if it will be unproductive due to a lack of agenda items or a quorum. The other two changes deal with clearing the board's chambers in the case there is an altercation or an interruption to the proceedings, and the second addresses when it's appropriate for a supervisor to abstain from a vote on a particular item. The supervisors will also discuss campaign finance reform for local elections. The board will receive a report of public input into the proposal, which doesn't seem to have much support, even from elected officials in the county. Registrar of Voters Carolyn Cernich commented that there does not appear to be any need to rush into changes, particularly with two supervisor seats up for election in June. District Attorney Paul Gallego said in a statement, and I quote, "I fear any local ordinance, unless structured carefully, will be a sham with the appearance of being self-interested and self-serving." The board will consider a cap on total contributions to a candidate, a cap from organizations to a candidate, a cap on individual donations, and a cap on a candidate's personal contributions to their own campaign. The Eureka Police Department announced on Tuesday that Sergeant Stephen Watson graduated from the Sherman Block Supervisor Leadership Institute following an 8-week course. The course focuses on management of emergency situations, planning, directing, and supervising, and was developed in the 80s to train first-line supervisors. Sergeant Watson was in Class 323 and was hired by the department in 2005, and following a stint as the supervisor of the problem-oriented police team, Sergeant Watson now supervises the patrol division. And a reminder that Eureka Police are investigating a report of a sexual assault that took place on Fairway Drive near the Eureka Municipal Golf Course on Saturday evening. The victim reported she was walking along Fairway Drive when she heard a male voice call out for help. When the victim went to investigate, she saw a man bent over as if injured, and when she was close enough, he assaulted her. The suspect is described as an adult white male who was wearing a gray ski mask, flesh-colored gloves, a black hoodie, and blue sweatpants. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspect is asked to contact Eureka Police. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality health care more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and in addition to the California Highway Patrol, the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division will play a role as well. Drivers who use handheld electronic devices while behind the wheel are 4 times as likely as to be involved in a traffic collision due to distracted driving. Nationally, in 2011, it's estimated that more than 3,000 people lost their lives in a collision involving at least one distracted driver. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpham commented in a press release about the enforcement effort, and I quote, "We all know that talking on our cell phones while driving is distracting, but that doesn't stop some people from continuing to do it. This effort is intended to educate our community about the dangers of cell phone use while driving. We hope that once people see the statistics and realize the danger involved, they will change their driving habits to protect themselves, their families, and others on the road," unquote. So turn off your cell phone before you get behind the wheel to avoid the temptation to use it. It may save you a ticket. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.